K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. This daily today for you guys is focused on soccer. Yep. The other day I talked about volleyball a little bit, trying to get you guys caught up on that. Now kind of switching over gears to soccer, and we have fall slash winter sports here coming up soon enough. Obviously, basketball is getting revved up here. You're going to be seeing some mini podcasts about that here pretty soon. Of course, our schedule came out as well. So, a lot more on the men's and women's basketball team here in the upcoming weeks on the Purple Project Podcast. Okay, so the soccer team, obviously, there's been some good and bad things going on. Obviously, the bad, they don't really continue to lose. Either they lose or they tie, but there's been some good things this year about this K-State soccer team, and one of them, they continue to set records, which has been a constant thing this year, which is a good thing for this program. Obviously, TC, their last opponent, last weekend, the 11th-ranked team in the country, TC, which I did not know about prior to me reading about what went down with the soccer team here over the past couple of weeks, and Marissa Wetchel, in part of that discussion as well, set her own record as scoring the most goals in a season as well, bolstered by a pair of second half goals to set new school records. K-State soccer looked to extend its unbeaten streak against ranked opponents to 3 in spring, a road upset, but of course they could not do it. They jumped on TC for a change, and that's another thing that I didn't really know, is they were unbeaten against ranked opponents, which should I say surprise? Not really, but it's kind of pretty impressive. I mean, if K-State soccer gets off the mat and gets all the faster starts, that's been kind of what's been hampering this team as well. But with the two goals they scored last Friday night, K-State set a record, improved to 20 goals, which is a new school record in a season. The previous mark was 18 in the 2017 season. The Wildcats finished with a total of 6 points on last Friday night to increase its overall points this season to 60. This season's total established a school new record. New school record, excuse me, for points in a season, surpassing the previous mark, 55, set in that same season, 2017, as well. Again, it's just what I just said. His comments were, the goals and points records show the evolution in the program and the overall growth of the talent of the players, end quote. And then one more I'll give for you guys. Quote, being able to set records is really a contribution of all the players working hard, believing, and continuing to push forward and trying to get better, end quote. Marissa Wetchel just said scored a 6th goal of the season last Friday night. They're picking off a TCU pass and then blowing it by Lauren Killette, for butchering her last name, the goalkeeper for TCU. Then, of course, Brooklyn Enitz also scored the second goal as well. And Wetchel, 3-point night for the third, which was tied for third in school history for points in a Big 12 match, and is the first player other than Brooklyn Enitz. Again, these two have been a combination of a lot of things this year. Obviously, Enitz is a super senior, is playing in the Women's Soccer League for Kansas City. Wetchel is, I believe, is a junior, if I'm not mistaken, for K-State as well. She's really improved this year, but they unfortunately fall to TCU on the road 3-2, which now set the stage later on this week for the team. I just had it there. my tab went to the wrong thing, so now I gotta redo it. Okay, so Iowa State, the Big 12 regular season finale is the last conference game for them. Iowa State coming to the soccer stadium at Buser Family Park. I'm going to roll with that. That's Iowa State, their record here, 4-11. 1-6 in the conference play this year. While K-State, if K-State can handle their business, they should be able to take care of the Cyclones here. 6-9-2, two ties this year. And that one of those ties came against a ranked opponent in West Virginia, which, of course, while the hiatus of the Purple Project podcast, they made history that night as well. So we missed out on a couple of things, but I'm trying to get you guys caught up on that type of stuff. So it'll be nice to see K. It really be nice to see K-State in its conference schedule knocking them off. Just by the telling of the record, 4-11. That is not good. K-State's record, they continue to improve every year. Just what Coach Mike DeBeanie said last Friday night. This is senior night, and this is actually going to be on my birthday. So, you know, I'm recording this a little early. Hopefully I'll get this out in time before that. So October 28th, which is my birthday, 7 p.m. Boosters Family Park here in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State looking to send the seniors out with a big victory against this Iowa Cyclone team. Obviously, only four seniors for this K-State team, and this is going to be after the game. Obviously, this is going to be a cowbell night, so free cowboy. So free K-State soccer cowbell to the first 50 fans. So again, you want interested in tickets, you got to go to kstatesports.com. The information is right there for you guys, for those of you living in Manhattan, Kansas, or living in the area somewhere close or somewhere like that. So four seniors will be going out during this game. And of course, after the match, they're going to do summer ceremonies as well. And this match will be caught Thursday night on Big 12 Now Network, ESPN Plus. Brian Smoller will have a call on that, along with Oscar Montenegro. And on the sidelines will be Kelsey Bigelow as well. So I just gave you the full lowdown as well as that. So I am recording this on Monday. Hopefully this will go out on Thursday night, or actually on Thursday morning, actually. So we'll see what happens with this old school laptop of mine that I've been posting up all my podcasts on, which includes my other podcasts that I do. So K-State soccer looking to do some damage against Iowa State Thursday night. We got the football team trying to build a streak here, looking to continue that momentum after squeaking a 1-point win on the road at Lubbock. Cross country be getting going here. They just got done with their big meet over the weekend. They're going to be preparing for, I believe, the Big 12 Championships meet here in Stillwater here this upcoming weekend. So a lot going on. Basketball is starting to get really cranked up here. The media days with the women's soccer team happened last week. The week before was the men's as well.